Last week we read of Jesus in Bethany and calling Andrew and Peter as his disciples. And now we carry on from in verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. I am reading from a Living Translation, not from the Pew Bible today. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Come, be my disciple." And Philip was from Bethsaida, where Andrew and Peter's hometown. And Philip went back to look for Nathanael and told him, "We have found the very person Moses and the prophets wrote about. His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." "Nazareth!" exclaimed Nathanael. "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" "Well, just come and see yourself," Philip said. And as they approached, Jesus said, "Here comes an honest man, a true son of Israel." "How do you know about me?" Nathanael said. And Jesus replied, "I could see you under the fig tree before Philip found you." And Nathanael replied, "Teacher, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel." Jesus asked him, "Do you believe all this just because I told you I had seen you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And then he said, "The truth is, you will all see heaven open and the angels of God going up and down upon the Son of Man." Now we turn to Proverbs. From chapter 3 and reading through the first 10 verses. "My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart, for they will give you a long and satisfying life. Never let loyalty and kindness get away from you. Wear them like a necklace. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with God, with both God and people, and you will gain a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will direct your paths. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn your back on evil. Then you will gain renewed wealth, health and vitality. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything your land produces. Then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with the finest wine." May those fine words be blessed in our hearts.
This church, and we bless this five-year plan. We bless this church, this congregation, this community. And Lord, help us to hear the direction you're taking us. Help us to be moved by your Spirit, to listen to your words, and to go out and put your words into action, into the community, into the lives of all the people that we meet. And we just, yeah, bless Brian as he brings these words. Let them be your words. Give him your Holy Spirit, fill him with confidence, and open our hearts to hear your word, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.